Hello and welcome back to Rise. It's been, to put it tactfully, a roller coaster of a week. I feel like life has just beat me up a little bit, physically, emotionally, spiritually, and mentally. I normally consider myself pretty optimistic, but it's been exhausting, and I've struggled a lot to really see the good or the positive in my circumstances. I don't even like talking about me struggling to my close friends or family. It's hard to feel weak. It's vulnerable. It's a loss of control, and I have a big problem trying to grasp at control constantly. I like to be the strong one, the smart one, the dependable one, the one who gets things done and genuinely smiles at the end of it all. But sometimes I look in the mirror and I wonder, if people saw how broken I feel inside, what would they think? And why do I even care so much? I feel like there are days when I feel I've really worked through all the heavy things, the trauma things. I'm doing well. I'm not being triggered. I'm not having panic attacks or feeling hopeless. I'm genuinely smiling, engaging in easy conversation, feeling satisfied in my work, and feeling at peace with the Lord. And then there are other days. Days when I feel such a heaviness on me that I struggle to even care about what I wear or even, to be honest, how long it's been since I last took a shower. Days when something hits me out of the blue and sends me spiraling into a panic attack, terrified and fragile and small. Trauma is hard. Recovery is hard. Health issues are hard. Faith is hard. Life is hard. There are so many truly difficult things in this life that we love, and we don't give ourselves a fraction of the grace that God offers us. We isolate, we numb, we ignore, we keep pushing forward, dying a little bit more each day. I don't want to live like this, and I don't want anyone else to live like this. We are not made to live our lives constantly trying to escape them. Pain is not a thing any of us enjoy, but it is like a warning light glowing on our dash in the car, alerting us as something deeper, something unseen. We can choose to run from the pain, ignoring that glaring orange light. Or we can come to terms with it, work through it, face the pain. And sometimes fixing the source of the pain is costly and complicated and takes way longer than we ever expected. But if we are to ever live lives where we experience joy and freedom and love, we have to be willing to name the pain and do what is necessary to truly live. Sometimes working through the pain can be as simple as talking to a friend or a counselor, having another perspective so you understand yourself better. It can mean journaling or going through a mental health recovery program, finding tools that can help you work through the hurt. For much of my life, writing has been one of those ways I've used to work through pain. I've explored writing songs, blog posts, short stories, poetry, and even novel-length stories. I feel like writing is a way that I can fully be myself, and if I never share it with others, it's okay. Sometimes those stories or verses are personal and intimate. I love sharing my writing much of the time, though. There is something so beautiful in reading and hearing words crafted from the heart that connects you to others in a way that nothing else can. I love reading and listening to music for much of the same reasons. I enjoy stepping into that space with others, even people I don't know, and seeing what their reality looks like from the inside. I want to share a poem that I wrote in a moment of pain and grief as I wrestled with God in prayer. I had another piece to share originally this week, but I'm saving it for another time. This one is pretty accurate, and a pretty accurate representation of how my heart has felt the last few days. Thank you. Where are you? Where are you? In the deepest pain, when I can hardly breathe, despair digs its poison claws into my flesh, and I am afraid. I wonder. I long for you. I don't want to be alone. I don't want to ache, wondering, when will you return? Why is this happening? My heart hurts. My stomach aches, my head throbs, my mind races, and I feel utterly alone. With all the fragments of my aching self, a shadow of who I was, in my mind, I know I'm not alone, but my heart can't find you. My heart screams and cries like an infant ripped from her mother, cold and scared and shaking, hungry for love and touch. I don't need to be reminded. Have faith. I do have faith. But my fear and doubt are real too. And they may clash, but it does not mean my faith is dead. Hope burns inside of me, hungry for the spark that will set me ablaze. Like embers waiting to catch flame, my heart is a crowded place. So many voices, opinions, thoughts, the right way, the good way, the smart way. Enough! I just need one way. I just need my Abba to hold me, embrace me, and assure me of his love, to whisper tenderness and peace into my soul. To remind me that this is a single moment, not a lifetime, and that my vision is blurry at best, and I cannot see the glory just over the horizon. I am a child, fragile and small, and I cannot run before I even know how to crawl. Teach me to let go of the fear, the control, the terror, the anxiety as it gnaws at my heart. Hold my hand, Abba. Hold me until the fear is gone, and I remember who I am, who you are, and that you have never left me. Even in my blindness, you have stayed near, and with new eyes, I will one day see that I am never alone. I think it's important to share the not-so-pretty pieces of ourselves with each other. If we only show those cleaned-up, happy, Instagram-worthy moments, we are only sharing shadows with one another. Friends, I encourage you, have an honest conversation with your best friend, your significant other, your parent, your counselor, your pastor, someone. Be honest and share your burdens. We are not meant to carry them alone. Thank you so much for joining me today. Let's keep rising together, friends.